If you're wondering about the song we started the show with, thank we you. Speak no Americano.
I thought it was no Palerano.
It's by Yolanda, Be Cool, and D Cup. It's one of the most requested songs in the morning show. We never really play it. We just kind of play it and talk all over it. Hope you're okay with that. 1-800-242-0100. The phone's ringing. Let's wake it up. Diane, how are you?
Hey, everybody. Have a good day.
Perfect. Jennifer, enjoy your massage this weekend. And thank you for listening to us, Jennifer.
Have a great day.
You too. Well, all right. We got stuff to do. Any guests today, Danielle?
No, movie phone. We'll just be checking him out the movie.
Once and for all, he's not a guest.
Yes, but you have to understand, some people forget he's on, so I feel I have to tell people.
Nothing wrong with promoting him. Right. You're right. He's on in 3 hours.
Yeah.
He's not a guest, but we always remind you he's on.
Yeah.
He'll be on a little bit, talk about the movies this weekend. TJ, what movies are out this weekend?
Do you know? I don't even know yet. I can't wait. I've been so wrapped up in this week, I haven't looked.
You know what? You know what's coming out? I Spit on Your Grave, the remake. I thought it was going to be great for Danielle. We'll get into that later.
I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into your day. You can call us if you want, 1-800-242-0100. You may text at 55100. We have one last call coming in. We have a problem here with Penelope. What's your complaint, Penelope?
Hi, Elvis.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, yo.
But you have a problem. What's that?
I do. I have to work all weekend, and you guys are all screaming and hooting and hollering, and 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm driving to work, and I don't get off till Monday.
Yeah, we do forget that. We all, you know, we think that we live in a world where everyone works Friday and then gets off Saturday and Sunday. But you work both days.
I do. I actually don't even get to go home. I work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What do you do, Penelope? What do you do?
I'm active duty military.
And we appreciate you being on duty. Otherwise, yes, someone would try to kill us. Okay, for those who are working this weekend, we salute you. You know, we're working this weekend, too.
Yes, we are. We're working.
Really? What are you doing?
Saturday.
We have to go to a gay pride parade in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I know. It is going to be a lot of fun. All right. Well, Penelope, have a wonderful weekend at work, and we're thinking about you. Thank you for listening to us every day, okay?
Love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to the Free Money Phone Tab. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show has already given away
$10,000.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show's Free Money Phone Tab every day.
Baby.
After the early morning phone tab finishes, we want to give you $500.
Spooky Ranch.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earthshare.
Duran in the Morning Show. Here's your host,
sexy
Elvis Duran.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Why?
Remember, Scott, it's been several years since we've had an official Chicken Parm Friday.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's been so long.
We would have Fridays. We would have chicken parm rolled in, like trays of it.
Yeah.
Guess what today is?
What?
Parm Friday.
Chicken Parm Friday. It is Chicken Parm Friday. Thanks to our friend Carla. Come on in, Carla. Carla Marie, who always answers your phones at 1-800-242-0100. I saw those trays of chicken parm you brought in today. Yeah. They look so delicious. There's like how many trays of them?
Two, but...
Did you make those? Now, no. Who made those?
My mom.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Can we get her on the...
chicken parm.
Hold on.
Chicken Parm Friday.
It's a day to celebrate.
Woo-hoo!
You know, I actually take a chicken parm and I fly it up the flagpole in front of my house and I fly it as the official flag of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I'm feeling really randy, I have whoever I'm in bed with spank my butt with a chicken parm.
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing a chicken parm today.
Scary brought in the tray.
Look at this.
Don't open it.
Warm it up.
Why are we waiting?
I have a problem.
What's your problem?
It's not for you guys.
What?
Well... it's my boyfriend's birthday, so I had my mom make chicken parm, and I have a 5-hour drive, and I didn't want to leave it in the car, so I brought it in to leave it in the fridge.
Why would you bring chicken parm here and not bring some for us?
Yesterday I realized that it was Friday, and it was going to make it even worse that it was technically.
No, but wait, hold on. This is for your boyfriend?
Yeah.
You made two trays.
Not just him.
Take out his chicken parm and let us have the rest.
Yeah, he only needs one.
This isn't for us.
Why would you tell us there was chicken parm in there?
I didn't.
Why would you bring two?
Who found out?
Then why are you walking in here with chicken parm?
I'm sorry.
Chicken Parm Friday.
Take your boyfriend out for dinner.
Come
on. I'm going to.
Take him to Olive Garden.
I have to work today and then drive there. So if you want me to leave now, you guys can have the chicken parm.
Okay, hold on. So we can make a deal. If we give you the rest of the day off, we get to eat your chicken parm.
Deal.
Have a great Friday.
Yeah,
we'll see you Monday.
Elvis.
What's scary?
I feel like the pizza delivery boy. I could smell it and I could look at it, but I can't eat it.
Oh, my God.
Elvis.
What's that, TJ?
I was in the middle of passing this note to Danielle, and I stopped mid-word. Read that.
Please cancel my breakfast order.
I was so excited.
So you're saying we don't get any chicken parm?
No.
All right. Not even one piece we can't have.
No. We'll split it like in 17 pieces.
Maybe one. All right. Go put it in the refrigerator.
One for everyone.
You know what? This is just the way life is. Sometimes you think good things are going to happen to you in life. Sometimes, you know, life just craps all over you. And then you think, maybe today's the day I'm going to get that break. Today's the day that something good rather than something evil is going to happen to me. And today, it was like a choir of angels sang and rainbows flew through the sky with beams of sunshine as chicken parm arrived. And we get nothing.
Now I'm cranky.